This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Listen to this idiot, Chuck Schumer. Just listen to this buffoon. He's the leader of the Democrats. Cut six, go.
Well, I've never been for ICE going into our cities, period. It doesn't belong there.
But where's ICE supposed to go? He's never been in favor of ICE going into the cities to find illegal aliens and remove them? Listen to this. They're confessing. This is their new base. Marxists and Islamists and illegal aliens. If you're a Democrat out there listening to me and you feel like you're relatively conservative or a moderate, a Fetterman-type Democrat, get out of that party. Get out of that party as fast as you can and bring your family with you. We Republicans may not be perfect, but we're not utterly imperfect like the Democrat Party. We love our country. They don't. These are the leaders of the Democrat Party. Start from the top, please. Cut six, go.
Well, I've never been for ICE going into our cities, period. It doesn't belong there. And the mayors and...
Well, where is ICE supposed to go? I mean, seriously, folks? Go ahead.
County executives and others throughout the country believe they can handle it much
but
better
they can't,
than...
Excuse me. Excuse me, lame brain. Immigration is a national issue. It's in the federal constitution. It can handle what better? They all have their hands up begging for money from the federal government, from you and me. They think they can handle it better. How are they handling it? Not at all. So here's a true federal function. Now, Democrats like Schumer, radical kooks, they believe the federal government should do everything except what it's actually supposed to do. Secure the border, right? National security, stuff like that. Then they want to leave it up to localities. Does that make sense to you? Of course not. Go ahead.
Having people from the outside come in.
They're not from the outside. These are American citizens who've created a career. They've joined ICE. This guy's been in the federal government his entire life, except the short period of time he was in the New York Assembly. They didn't come from the outside. The illegal aliens came from the outside. They're enforcing federal law that this jerk is supposed to be supporting because he's a federal senator. Go ahead.
Protesters down there, should they remain civil?
Well, of course, there should never be violence, but there should be protest is an American right, and when things like this happen, people feel the need to protest and their right to do it.
You got paid protesters, you got the commies paying for them, the Qataris paying for them, you got billionaires paying for them, billionaires, none of this crap is spontaneous. None of it. Well, it's their right to protest. They're paid to protest. They show up with the same signs. They see the same people. They seem the same agitators. Unbelievable. Then we have a guy named Jelani Hussein. the executive director of CARE in Minnesota. Oh, I bet this is a good person. Listen to this. Go.
Sadly, a family is going to wake up to the news. I would just say that this young woman is a hero. She's someone
who... So the
who's...
young woman, who they don't know, by the way, was in a car that almost killed a police officer who'd been there all day trying to block ICE. She's a hero, according to the Council for American-Islamic Relations, a Hamas-founded front group. How does that even exist in the United States of America? Can somebody explain that to me? These groups that have ties to terrorist organizations or even foreign countries. That they really don't even have American citizens except newly minted American citizens, if you get my drift. Should be eliminated. Out, CARE, out. Go ahead.
To defend her neighbors, and then to lose her life. She's a patriot, a true patriot, and the type of people
patriot.
We need.
What's that, a patriot of what? You jackass. Ooh, that's right. That's right. So this guy's encouraging violence against ICE. Lawlessness. And he's the executive director of CARE in Minnesota. That's okay with everybody? Is that okay with everybody? He's not done. Cut eight. Go.
And I believe in this moment, God has chosen us to carry the burden of this nation's fight against President Trump's authoritarianism. And guess what? If God sees something good in us, that goodness is going to be used to shine a light of positivity. And so we're going to come together.
Shut
we're
up, you mumbling buffoon. God is on their side. God is telling them to do these things. No. Islam is. Or your interpretation of it is. Any sense that this guy wants to assimilate into our society? We have now organizations, permanent organizations, who get a tax-exempt status in our country. The enemy within, like CARE, like Students for Justice in Palestine, like a whole host of alphabet soup NGOs. Tax-free. Billionaires funding them. Imams overseas funding them. Monarchies. Arab monarchies funding them. The communist Chinese funding them. Destroying our country. This guy dares to talk about patriotism, dares to talk about Donald Trump this way. It's shocking. Shocking. Go ahead.
Billionaire, we're going to win in this moment. And history will remind the nation and for generations yet to come that there were great people in this great city of Minneapolis who stood up against authoritarianism.
It's no authoritarianism, pal. It's called the rule of law. Authoritarianism. The group he works for has ties to Hamas. He's talking about authoritarianism. See, they westernized the propaganda. They westernized the clothing. They westernized the arguments. They pose themselves as victims, as civil libertarians. And they're the complete opposite. The complete opposite. It's really grotesque. But that's what this ideology is. Absolutely grotesque. Brad Todd is a CNN political commentator. Anybody heard of him? I've never heard of him. Have you heard of him, Mr. Producer? It's like the unknown comic on the internet who always was on Joe Rogan's program. Yeah. Why is he always on Rogan's program? Well, the guy's a Jew hater. So somebody needs to ask Joe Rogan. I'm quite serious. I'm a big UFC fan. I was a UFC fan before Rogan was even being one of the announcers. Certainly an MMA fan for 25 years. Excuse me. I'm not allowed to talk about Rogan? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. But he has these people on, these sickening, Jew-hating, American-hating bastards. Their only pedigree is... They have no pedigree, actually. They're not experts, and we don't need to be experts. But you do need to have a few brain cells to rub together. That's not an expert. That's a normal human being. But they're the experts, you see. They read their experts, who are propagandists, and they burp up what the propagandists say, and they claim them to be experts, but we don't want experts. I'm not an expert guy, okay? In so many respects, I'm self-taught, despite going through college and law school and all the rest. Most of what I care about is self-taught. What do these guys know? It's not a matter of being an expert. They don't know crap. They don't read crap. Maybe they read two books from a conspiracy nut, and then that's what they believe. That's it. Oh, we want to debate you. They want to debate whether we Jews have a right to exist. They want to debate whether 6 million were killed. They want to debate if the Israelis are committing genocide. They don't want to debate. They want attention. That's what they want. You know what it is? It's what I said the other day. It's podcasting pornography. That's what it is. That's what it is. Here's Brad Todd, the CNN political commentator, another unknown. Cut 14, go.
I mean, the president seems to own this totally.
You're seeing a lot of what I'm going to somewhat derisively call new right commentators not know which way to go right now. And, you know, on the one hand, this was the most strikingly successful American military operation in any of our memories. And I'll flash back comparing this one to what happened with Joe Biden's exit from Kabul. It's just night and day.
This guy obviously is a listener, isn't he, Mr. Producer? Come on, Brad. You can tell the truth. You can do this, Brad. They're not new right. They're woke Reich, R-E-I-C-H. They may not know what to do, and in the end they actually do. That is to undermine our country and the commander-in-chief. Those of us who are constitutional conservatives, who are traditional conservatives, we know exactly where we stand. Exactly where we stand. Go ahead.
His numbers never recovered from it. His numbers never recovered from it. Now, the president, Trump's goal is to try to make this be the springboard to his numbers recovering in a similar way.
I think the president isn't trying to make this be a springboard to his numbers recovering. He's not running for president again. Who's this idiot? Anyway, go ahead.
Have to enunciate a plan for what success looks like next and how we get out. And to Lulu's point, you know, there are a finite number of people in any country.
Is somebody's name Lulu, Mr. Producer? Is Lulu a commentator too? Lulu. It's like Sonny on The View. Sonny, who is depressing. Now we have Lulu. Lulu, Sonny, go ahead.
If you don't pay them to be soldiers, someone else will pay them to be soldiers. And so I think
all right, thanks for nothing. We're all dumber listening to you. I'll be right back.
Much loving.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
J. This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ah, the Internet, a place where your curiosity can flourish, unless online threats stop you. The Internet is wonderful, but you need to protect yourself online. Protect yourself online with NordVPN. NordVPN encrypts your browsing. Its Threat Protection Pro feature helps you block malware, avoid phishing, and stop digital trackers. Get the best deal at NordVPN.com.
You know, folks, Americans rely on credit cards for secure payments and seamless transactions. But consumers stand to lose it all with the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandate bill. Big government mandates favor corporate megastores and allow them to choose how your credit card is processed. They might end up using untested payment networks that could jeopardize your data security and rewards. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Visit guardyourcard.com to learn more. That's guardyourcard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
So far, we got more about Mark Levin by going to his website, marklevinshow.com.
What'd you say, Rich? So here's a piece. Where is this? That somebody just sent me. I will share it with my beloved audience. This is from The Guardian. Now, The Guardian is trash. Everybody knows that. Even the people at The Guardian know it's trash. But nonetheless, they did an analyst, they call it an analyst, by Jeremy Barr in Washington. MAGA media stars back Trump and Venezuela mostly. Doesn't make any sense. Now, that's an interesting illiterate title, but let's go on. Quote, I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars, Donald Trump said after declaring victory on November 6, 2024. Wasn't his first pledge to disengage the U.S. from foreign policy conflicts, and Trump's top allies in conservative media and the Make America Great movement have all rallied to his pledge to put America first. Isn't it amazing they never mention where his main doctrine is peace through strength? Isn't that amazing? Now that the U.S. president, excuse me, cholera, seems to have broken his pledge by launching an invasion of Venezuela. So this is how The Guardian approaches this. Not a magnificent military act on behalf of liberty. Not to mention threatening future actions against Cuba and Colombia and potentially Greenland. Some have reasonably wondered whether Trump supporters and MAGA media would hammer him for that inconsistency. But in the days since the U.S. forcibly abducted Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, who I guess The Guardian loved, and his lovely wife, with dozens killed as part of the nighttime operation, mostly Cubanos, by the way, communists, Trump has instead received strong support from the media allies, with a few on-again and off-again backers expressing some reservations. Generally, the party's going to stand with him on this, and conservative media is going to stand with him on this. Former Republican congressman and talk radio host Joe Walsh said, Joe Walsh is a nobody. Joe Walsh is, he's out, you know, with the Dems. He's a Democrat. He's a He's a clown, may I say, with all due respect. They go on. The conservative radio and television host Mark Levin, one of Trump's strongest media defenders, not only celebrated Trump's military actions, but on Sunday called those who questioned the legality of the incursion, including Bernie Sanders and New York City Mayor Zohra Mamdani, pure evil. They defend totalitarian regimes against our nation's own security and interests, he added. Levin and Fox News host Sean Hannity have also championed the Don Rowe Doctrine, the notion that Trump's America is dominance over the Western Hemisphere, and it goes on. Conservative commentator Ben Shapiro called out those on the so-called isolationist right, meaning Tucker Carlson, said Maduro was ousted by a conservative Republican president, a gutsy president. That's correct. Even Carlson expressed cautious optimism. Carlson is the one who doesn't know what the hell to do, you see. The ones who embrace the isolationism in our enemies. I mean, this fool was praising. We played some of it, didn't we, yesterday, Mr. Producer? Was praising Maduro. He's very Christian, you know, and he's outlawed, you know, what did he say? Gays or being gay or whatever it was? And then he didn't insinuate, he said that one of the reasons that we did what we did was because of his position on gay rights. This guy is sick. Can we at least agree on that? The demons have never left. Can we agree on that? But nonetheless, I want the Guardian to know, not that they care. We constitutional conservatives have never changed our position. And we always knew that Trump was the man. You know, the president once said to me, I should share this because I get this all the time from the Tweedledee and Tweedledum on the Internet, which is, you supported Ted Cruz in the 2016 primary, not Donald Trump. It's a funny thing about primaries. You kind of support who you want, and then there's a nominee, and then you support the nominee. President once said to me, jokingly, and the guy is a lot of fun. He does kibitz a lot. He said, I remember. Early on in the primaries, you supported Ted over me. I remember that. And I said, you want to know why? He said, why? I didn't know a damn thing about you. I didn't know who you are. I've known Ted for years, and he's a rock-solid, principled constitutionalist. Still is. But he also said, and I remember when I got the nomination, nobody was a bigger supporter than you. I said, that's correct. That's correct. So people go, you said you were a never Trumper. Now, it doesn't matter. They'll keep saying that. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to the president. That was a one-day event involving Roger Stone, who I've come to kind of like. I don't know him. Doesn't mean he and I agree on everything, but we don't have to. Anybody who's been subjected to what he was subjected to and held his head high and was horribly abused is somebody I respect, okay? That's the way it goes. All right, I'll be right back. If your credit card balance is freaking you out after all the holiday spending, I have something that can save you money right now. Cut your cell phone bill in half by switching to Pure Talk Saver Plan. Just $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on Pure Talk's super-fast nationwide 5G network. As a veteran-led company that cares about giving back to those who serve, if you're active or former military or a first responder, you'll save an additional 20% every single month. The easiest way to free up cash flow is to reduce your monthly recurring bills. Start with cutting overpriced wireless and switching to my wireless company. Just dial #250 and say Mark Levin, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you switch in just minutes. Again, talk, text, and data just $20 a month. Dial #250, say Mark Levin, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial pound 250, say Mark Levin. Pure Talk is America's wireless company.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
On the radio.
This is the nation's town hall meeting, and you can join in at 877-381-3811.
Yellow. Monetary goal, ladies and gentlemen. I don't bring companies onto this program unless I believe in them and I trust them. That's a fact. Because you, my audience, you are my extended family. And when it comes to talking about hard-earned savings and retirement, yours, I take that responsibility very seriously. And that's why I personally choose Monetary Gold. Monetary Gold is the go-to precious metals company for many Americans who are concerned about rising costs, uncertainty, and the long-term strength of the dollar. The debt. That's the sword of Damocles hanging over our head as a nation. The debt. And they focus on real gold, real silver products tied to the real market value. They are fantastic. And they treat you with respect. They'll inform you about anything you want to know. Very transparent. They've been doing this for 26 years. It's not one of these fly-by nights. Through market crashes and recessions and economic upheavals. And why they've become one of the most respected names in the precious metals business. And we checked them out. We think they're terrific. Call Monetary Gold now. 877-NOW-GOLD. They're there right now. That's the number. You know, the value of gold keeps going up. People say, it's hit the top. I missed it. It keeps going up and up and up. You're never going to hit it at its lowest point, and you're never going to hit it at its highest point. But if you sit on the sideline, you're never going to hit it, period. While it's going up, just saying. The number is 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD, or visit marklovesgold.com. Monetary Gold is a company built on trust, on lasting relationships. Call now, 877-NOW-GOLD, or visit marklovesgold.com. Results can vary. Always consult your financial and tax advisors before investing. Let's take some calls, shall we? Yes, we can! Let's go to Greg, San Antonio, Texas, on the Mark Levin app. Greg, how are you?
Yes, sir, Mark. Good to talk to you. I just wanted to say you were talking about Chuck Schumer. In 2018, he was a Senate minority leader. He said that he shot – well, the Washington Times reported that he shot down suggestions to abolish ICE, said that the top government deportation agency does things that are very much needed. How do you like that?
Oh, really? Good for you. You dug that up?
Yes, sir. The second point, if I could.
You're smarter than the average senator. That's a big deal. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. The poisonous social media, well, you know, it causes many to have, like, a distorted view of reality, right? For instance, me, I only get my news from the Levin podcast or, like, the Vince Colonnais, you know, podcast from Bongino. So, I mean, I don't get all distorted from that trash that's on the media like you talk about all the time. And your idea to move on to different areas and catch different parts, you know, of media and get the story out of what conservatives.
Do you like that or no?
I do. I love it. So
I'm going to take American history and philosophy, knowledge about who we are, where we came from, into the home of the beasts, into the home of the cesspool. And what I'm going to try to do is not be the biggest guy in the block. That's not going to happen. But what I'm going to try and do is effectuate some kind of positive change in support of America, in support of capitalism, in support of the Judeo-Christian belief system. And I just want to remind people who want to be president, it's the Judeo-Christian belief system. That's what it is. You can say it. It's okay. Thank you for your call. You're terrific, Greg. San Antonio, Texas, where my pastor, the great John Heggie, is. My pastor, one of my best friends, as a matter of fact. Just the greatest guy, really. Let us go to Kevin, West Orange, New Jersey, the great WABC. Kevin, how are you, sir?
Good, Mark. Long-time listener. This
Thank
is first-time
you.
Caller. Probably about 20 years now since before Obama became president.
Thank you. Yes. Apparently that's a bad thing now, according to the Internet, that I've been doing this for a while. If I just fell out of the crib and banged my head, then I would be a superstar. You understand that?
I understand. But I first, before I get into what my actual question, I love what you're doing with the art of the history of America. And what you said earlier about when you first started about the person who funded George Washington was very interesting, never heard it before anywhere.
Chaim Soliman. He funded the Yorktown Battle. And Washington contacted James Madison, just for the rest of the audience. They didn't have enough money. Many of the recruits weren't paid. They didn't have enough ammo. And the French Navy was sitting there and said, you have 3 weeks or we have to leave because we can't afford this either. And it's in the archives. And he writes Madison, he says, get a hold of Chaim Soliman. Tell him we need help. And Chaim Soliman took $20,000 of his own money at that time, which was very significant. And he gave it to George Washington and the troops. And the battle was fought. When the Revolutionary War was over, he died a young man. He was in his upper mid-50s, I believe. Dead broke. Our government didn't pay him back, was unable to. And he also, as I said, lent money to some of the great men like Madison and others who were hurting because they were all focused on the war effort. And back then, you know, he didn't have stocks and bonds and all the rest of it. You either earned it that day or you didn't have it. And because he wasn't paid back, because he did spend so much, he was one of the great financiers of the Revolutionary War, he died a pauper. And it is amazing to me that this man isn't taught about, because he's widely known during the Revolutionary period and was widely known 50 years thereafter. But anyway, that for another day. Go ahead. I stepped on your toes.
The reason why I actually called was, I totally support ICE and their efforts, and I understand what you were saying about how I also read about how she was an agitator trying to block them and everything else. But it's just unfortunate that she.
It's sad.
That she was killed.
It's sad, but here's the thing. I think you also heard me say that I blame the Democrat Party and these Democrat leaders, even tonight, who are gaslighting this situation, who are promoting it. And, you know, they're unaffected by it, but there are people in the streets, and they hear this stuff. And they hear that ICE is the Gestapo, that ICE needs to be held to account, that every individual, every one of them needs to be named and known who's wearing a mask. And you have the governor of Minnesota saying people are being disappeared. You know, that's what murderous genocidal regimes do. People aren't being disappeared. They're being deported, which is the way it used to work for the vast majority of our history. And so these Democrats know exactly what they're doing. They knew what they were doing during the George Floyd riots, during the BLM riots. They know exactly what they're doing. They're very violent. They're extremely radical. And that's why you can have a Marxist Islamist like Mamdani win the primary of the Democrat Party. Couldn't win it in the Republican Party, wins it in the Democrat Party. Here's the other thing. There's people like me, and now many more, thank goodness, who are standing up to the poison in our own party. To the Carlsons, to the Kellys, to the Bannons, to the rest of them, to the Owens. We're standing up to them, speaking out against them. I started this some months ago, about 10 months ago. There wasn't another nationally syndicated radio host doing this. And that's okay. And the point is to rally the nation, to rally people who are in this business, to rally them to a good point. And I think that's where we are right now. We are rallied. We are at a good point. The president is completely ignoring these buffoons, completely. And they will be ignored more because they're getting nuttier and nuttier. They're crackpots. They're crackpots. Thanks for your great call. We're getting great calls tonight. We get great calls most nights. William, Salt Lake City, Utah, XM Satellite, go.
Yep. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call, and I want to thank your Mr. Producer for helping me when I'm a little nervous tonight.
Don't be nervous. He's a good man.
Okay. I throw myself at your feet, oh, great one. Oh, I have a couple of questions.
Yes.
I wanted to point out, why don't we just let Mamdani drop back and take New York and show the rest of the country what Antifa or Hamas is going to do to the rest of the country?
Because it doesn't work that way. They're using New York, which is a massive city with massive wealth, as a launching point for the rest of the country. You have to look at these political battles as military battles without the ammunition and the weaponry. They just took our biggest city. We don't sit back and say, let's use that as an example. We need to confront this. We need to defeat them. They want to crush us. We need to crush them, politically, of course. And the point is, if we're afraid to expose them, if we're afraid to talk about Islamism and Marxism, let me tell you something. When I wrote the book American Marxism, which was a massive bestseller for like 10 weeks and went on for months, I couldn't even get my colleagues in this business or on cable TV to use the word Marxism. They kept calling them progressives and progressives. And weekend after weekend after weekend, I would say, they're not progressives. That's the name they give themselves. They are Marxists. They are communists. They're not socialists. They're Marxists. They're communists. Now everybody's calling them that. That's important. Islamists, I said. Call them Islamists. Call them what they are. They're Islamists. It has a meaning. Use the nomenclature. Now everybody's calling them Islamists. Katarlson, call them out. Call these neo-fascists out. They're bullies. They're not going to hurt you. You're going to hurt them. They're going to start to lose their audience. Now that's the way it's happening. And that should happen, and it should work. We've got to deal with all these fronts at the same time. I am so blessed to have this microphone, and I'm so blessed to have people like you, brother.
I'm picturing New York City burning to the ground someday.
That happens. Soon. It's too late. It's too late if that happens. Because the question is, how were they able to take the biggest city in the most powerful country, the freest country on the face of the earth, and burn it to the ground? I view things a little differently, which is, don't give them a damn inch. Dearborn, Michigan, Plano, Texas, Houston, Texas, Tampa, Florida, wherever it is, there needs to be pushback, and we better figure this out. And it's very complicated and daunting because our system, our Constitution, embraces the notion of participatory government, of individual liberty, of free speech and freedom of association and due process. And this evil has learned to take those things to advance their ideology and to use our protections to protect them. And they also have the benefit of very radical Democrat judges who assist them with their abuse and pretzel making of our constitutional republic and the Bill of Rights. Don't be afraid to call again, William. It was an excellent call. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
You know, folks, Americans rely on credit cards for secure payments and seamless transactions. But consumers stand to lose it all with the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandate bill. Big government mandates favor corporate megastores and allow them to choose how your credit card is processed. They might end up using untested payment networks that could jeopardize your data security and rewards. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Visit GuardYourCard.com to learn more. That's GuardYourCard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Mark Levin.
Ooh, he sounds like he's tall.
On the Mark Levin Radio Show.
I love you so. Girls say that I never leave you.
Are you worried about those upcoming credit card bills after the holidays? I'll bet you are. Look, even I am. Everybody is. If you're a homeowner, there's no better time than now to call our friends at American Financing. Wipe out that debt, eliminate the stress, set yourself up for a really strong, prosperous 2026. Now's the time to do it. The Fed dropped rates for the fourth time in December. American Financing can help you access that equity in your home. Cholera. At an interest rate in the low fives. That's right. In the low fives. It's much lower rate than the average 20% or more credit cards, you know. And American Financing is saving their customers, you, an average of $800 a month. That's like a $10,000 raise to start the new year. Folks, this is a no-brainer. Seriously. There are no upfront fees, no obligation to see how much you can save. They will figure it out and just tell you. And they're closing in some cases as fast as 10 days, even delaying two mortgage payments. American Financing is America's home for home loans. 888-900-1828. Call them right now. 888-900-1828. 888-900-1828. or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. APR rates for in the five start at 6.196% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-900-1828 for details about credit costs and terms.
All right, I'm going to go blind here. I don't know what they want to ask, but we'll take a few callers like this. I'd like to do this from... Oh, we have a new list. Boy, the callers just keep calling in. Let me see if I can find our new list here. Hold on. Click, click, and click again. There it is. Tabitha, York, Nebraska, XM Satellite, go. Yellow.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
I'm just driving home, and this is my first time calling in. Thanks for taking my call so late.
Thank you.
I do want to briefly comment. Thank you. I really want to briefly comment on, you know, the whole thing today with the lady getting killed. I mean, what was I supposed to do? But I did want to say one thing that's kind of a little off topic since we've been talking about this all day. First of all, I'm just glad that we are witnessing the greatest president of my lifetime. I'm grateful for that because the next 3 years are just going to be flipping amazing. But what I wanted
hold
to
on
say
now.
Was,
We're gonna organize, you and me and the rest of the country who listen to this program, over these midterm elections. Because I fear that if they win, and the president said if they win, they're going to impeach me. We've got to fight these people. So we're going to do that very, very strongly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I feel like this is a chess game that we're playing with this whole Venezuela thing. And I think Trump knows exactly what he's doing. If anybody was trying to figure out how to end the war in Ukraine, this was it.
Hey, that's a good idea. You're smart.
Cut off the oil. It's over.
That's a great idea. And listen to this. If the Iranian regime falls, God willing, and I hope we and the Israelis are doing something to help them. I really do. The oil to China and Russia, but particularly because Russia has much of its own, but particularly to China is cut off. The oil in Venezuela to China is cut off. They are in a bad place. Bad thing. And you are smart, particularly with respect to China and Taiwan. They're in a bad place, and we'll be in a great place. So let's hope this happens. Thank you for your call. Call again. Now, look, I've got great calls lined up here. I just can't take it. I've got like 30 seconds left. I want to thank you all for listening and for what you do out there. Look, we reach every corner of this country. And I am so blessed to have you out there, this audience, the smartest of audiences. Having spent 2 weeks in the cesspool that they call the internet, just to put my toe in there, and you know what I got, Mr. Producer? Gangrene. All right, we salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, and emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel, and you, the American people, red-blooded Yanks. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over! Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose
Shasta. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.